G'day and thank you for visiting the Pioneer Australia website to listen to the sessions from this year's conference 2018. This session is session 6 by Billy Kennedy.
Linda. Okay, just give the person next a bit of a shove so we can just... Good. I'm just going to finish you all off now. That's all right. So I want to just do one more thing, and then Joel and Jen are just going to come and lead us in a bit of a response, okay? So Linda's talked about our capacity as individuals, as a network, as churches. She's mentioned, you know, as pioneer, we're relational, we're missional, we're charismatic, we're kingdom orientated. Specifically, there are some things that we champion. We champion unity. You know, we want to be catalysts for unity in our towns and in our cities. We champion innovation. You know, we are pioneer. Pioneers pioneer, don't they? That's what they do. It's, you know, we say in England, it does what it says on the tin. You know, so we're pioneer. You know, at one point, we were thinking about changing the name of Pioneer a few years ago. Linda's husband, Richard's a branding consultant, and so he helped us to go through a process of finding a name and came up with 4 alternatives for us, and they were all pretty rubbish. No. He did. But then I thought, actually, Pioneer's a good name. And if we had have given it up, someone else would have taken it very quickly, you know, because it is what it says. It is, you know, it's a noun and a verb. It does what it says. It looks cool on a bit of paper, on a website. So why give it up? So I just felt God say, just forget, just keep the name, you know. So we want to innovate, and I just think, you know, what Jen and Joel are doing in Christchurch, brilliant, eh? Innovation. Making disciples, planting churches is not the same old way. And I just think we need to continue to innovate, keep pressing ahead, keep pioneering in all these areas. And the third area that we want to champion is women in leadership. And so I just want to just touch on that for a moment, and then Jen and Joel are just going to come and pray a response. So here we go. Genesis 1, then God said, "Let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, over the livestock, and over all the animals, and over all the creatures that move along the ground." So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. And God blessed them, male and female, and said to them, male and female, "Be fruitful and increase in number, fill the earth and subdue it, rule over the fish in the sea, the birds of the air, and over every living creature that moves on the ground." And so, you probably all know this, but I'm just going to just tick the box just to check we're all on the same page. We are called to serve alongside each other, male and female, in governance, to rule, to have dominion, to take responsibility, men and women, not just men, as in some circles that would be the case, but alongside in a governance capacity, eldering, leading, parenting, male and female. People get a little bit uptight sometimes when they say, "Well, I can see women in leadership, but not as the senior pastor." Well, it doesn't exist in Scripture, even the role of senior pastor. It doesn't exist. Show me. You know, leadership is plural, always has been. The Godhead's plural. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, mutually submitting respect, honor, love to the other. That's how we should work alongside each other. There are elders, there are deacons, there are apostles, there are prophets, there are evangelists, there are pastors, there are teachers. And in this network, we see women and men fulfilling all of those functions. Amen. Secondly, we need to serve alongside each other for the sake of fruitfulness. Be fruitful and multiply. Both men and women called to participate, to fully contribute, and we need both women and men to be fully utilizing the gifts and the skills that God has given to them in order that we are fruitful. Why on earth would you have half your workforce not fully engaged? And so we want to ensure that in regards to the gifts that God has given women and men, be that teaching, preaching, leading, discipling, caring, nurturing, supporting, administrating, all the other gifts equally spread across the board. So governance, fruitfulness, and then in Genesis chapter 2, God says, but for Adam, no suitable helper was found. So the Lord caused the man to fall into a deep sleep. And while he was sleeping, he took one of the man's ribs and closed up the place with flesh. Then the Lord God made a woman from the rib he had taken out of the man, and he brought her to the man. And the man said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, for she was taken out of man. So there was no suitable helper found for Adam out of all the animals. So God created woman. Why was she suitable? Because she was the same but different. And so we need to allow difference in our teams, in our leadership, in our eldership, in our church teams. And therefore, we want to encourage men and women to be who God has called them to be. Don't try to be someone else, compare with someone else, but allow the fact that we are the same and we are different. Men are different. Women are different to other women. It's not like there's a stereotypical male and a stereotypical female. We're all different. So therefore, Eve was the same but different. And looking around this room, we are all the same. We are all human beings, but different. We all carry uniqueness into our contexts. And so we're not into alpha males and color me beautiful females, although there are some like that, and that's okay. That's different, and that's okay. But we need to allow the feminine and the masculine to be expressed in all of its diversity, and that together we model something for our society and for our community as to how men and women live and love and work together. So we champion women in leadership. In fact, we had a prophecy from a guy who doesn't believe in women in leadership that in Pioneer, there'll be more women leading churches than men. And we are beginning to find that in the UK. They're just like popping up all over the place. It's fantastic. And we have some great women leaders here in this room. And so we champion you. I want to affirm you in the roles that God has called you to fulfill. Be yourself. Bring all that you are and be released into this next season as we are increasing capacity. Amen? Joel and Jen just want to just follow on from that. Is that right? They felt this yesterday, so it just worked out timing-wise good.
I just feel prompted to say a couple of things first. Like, first thing that comes to mind is thank you to Linda, to Billy, Colin, and Eleanor for coming over. Like, it's been joked about a few times that, you know, but it is a big deal, and like we really appreciate it. I know for all of us here, we really appreciate it. So we just honour you and thank you for that. And I just wonder if we could start with a round of applause for these guys. I was downstairs with a kid, so I didn't catch too much of what's just gone on. But also just wanted to say to Caro that I thought she was really spot on with the message she brought this morning. And just something to share off the back of it is, I won't go into too much detail, but in my own sort of personal journey in the last couple of years has been really experiencing that sense of not coming to the banquet table and trying to really do it all myself. And I crashed and hit a brick wall, literally. And you know, I've really gone on a journey of rebuilding. But I think it's really important. I think I feel particularly prompted to to remind the guys amongst us that, you know, sometimes we can have a bit of an attitude of, you know, that's nice, but we're the guys and, you know, we're strong and this is how we do it. And that was certainly my experience, but God's really broken me down and is rebuilding me brick by brick. And a real part of it for me is about coming to that banqueting table, you know, actually sitting with him and realizing that he's my driving force, not me, you know. And so, again, just thank you, Caro. And we all need to hear it. It's like a really important thing. And I've experienced it. And it's horrible. But it's also really, really gracious. And it's who God wants to be. He wants to be running through us. Not us doing it out of our own thing all the time, but coming to him and getting refueled. So, lastly, we're going to kind of just lead a bit of a prayer thing here, and it's about just seeing each other released. And I just had the thought then, like, because Jen really has taken the lead with what we're doing, and publicly, I just want to like say, like, I release you, Jen. Like it's. It's actually my pleasure to see her released, I just want to see her step into everything that she is and who she wants to be, and you know, I've come to realise that's cool, you know, that's who I am, and that's what God's called me to be a real support to her in her stepping out, and she's got some real God-given stuff that's just amazing to see happening, and it's not that I don't, but I can just really see she's got that leadership on her to really take that, and I just want to see her move forward in it. I'm not getting in the way. I wanna be there to see her operate in that. So I'll just kick things off with some prayer, and then you'll do something, eh? Yeah. I'll just go first. Lord, just thank you, Lord, for everyone in the room, and that you've made us all individual. It's not cookie cutter with you, Lord. We're all different, and we all bring different flavors. And I just pray one of the sort of residing things from the conferences we go away encouraged about who we are in you, and the fact that we're all different. You know, Caro touched on the whole insecurity thing, like such a robbery thing. And what you want to say to us is that you have created us individual, and that you put different gifts and passions inside each of us. I just pray that we'd go away with that sense of knowing that in you, and the real foundation, you know, a real security that runs through each of us in who you've created us to be. And just thank you for Pioneer, Lord, and the way that this aspect in particular, they've pioneered in terms of the women and seeing them really operate in their gifts. I pray for a continued blessing and an anointing to take the lead with this. I pray that this group, you know, Pioneer Australia, would be at the forefront of that, seeing that come through, and just that real fruit would come through as a result. Thank you, Lord.
So I just want to ask Caro, come and sit in one of these chairs for us. One of the words I had, like, way before the conference, I think it was about last year, I listened to a talk about women in leadership and this whole thing. And back in the day when Jesus was on the land, men would sit at the front of the church and the women and the children would sit at the back. And one of the things Jesus did in his ministry was he brought women to the front. And so, like, the lady at the well, the lady with the perfume, you know, he affirmed them and said, people were going to remember this. And they wrote a story about it, and we know those stories. He brought women to the front. And even on his resurrection day, is it Mary Magdalene? She was the first person to see him, and he appointed her as the first apostle. You know, like, you're going to go and you're going to go and tell my people that I'm here. It was he brought women to the front, and that isn't to discredit anything about men at all, but it's to affirm women. And so I really would love for us to do two things today. The first thing I want to do is I want to affirm Caro, and I want to affirm Rick, who lead our Pioneer Network. together, men and women. Okay? And then I want to affirm us as women leaders and as men leaders. So I want to do two things. The first thing we're going to do is we're going to do Caro and Rick. And then we are together as a body. This is what I'd like to do. I would like the women to all come to the front and for the men to release all the women here. And then we're going to do the other way around, and the women are going to release the men. So do we feel up for that? Because I feel this is important, you know. Just hearing Joel say that to me today, that empowers me. And it hasn't been easy for me to step out and lead where we are, because there aren't people around me who say those kind of things to me. Joel is the one who does that for me. He is the one who does that for me, and so does my God. And I feel like this is something we want to take away with us today, that God is affirming us in our roles as leaders, and we need to affirm each other in our roles of leaders and to take that away with us, because that is so important, and to carry on doing that with each other. Okay, that's really, really important. So we're just going to do this first with Caro and Rick. So Rick, if you come sit here too. I had to get Caro out first because I wanted to make that point of bringing women to the front, okay? Not that Rick is any less important, okay? But these guys are really good to us, aren't they? So let's all just stand. Let's reach out a hand, or come and lay your hands on them if you feel like you'd like to. And let's just bless them. Okay, let's bless them. Thank you, Jesus, that we have these two vulnerable people willing to share their gifts and their calling with us and to bless us as leaders. We bless them. We bless them. We bless them. We bless them. Ki dara kuru shante dara ki shante yara ki bara kuru shante dara ki shante. God, we thank you for them. They are important to us. They are important to you. And they don't have to be everything. I'm just going to say to you, Rick, you don't have to be everything. We want you to be real. We want you to be you. It's not about a job list and a tick box. Rick, it's about being you and doing the things you love and the things you're passionate about. And it's about that rest. It's about that banquet table. So just take a bite, take a seat, drink some wine, take some rest. That's okay. We love seeing you rest, okay? We love seeing you rest, and we love seeing you do. And Caro, oh. What a woman. What a woman. What a woman. Come on! God, just thank you that these guys are leaders and they've put them in this place. And we know you've already anointed them for this role to lead Pioneer Australia, but we anoint them again in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Yeah. This is your place. You were called for it. You are chosen, not forsaken. He is who you say he is. You are who he says you are. Does anyone else want to pray? Okay. Cool. Right. Thank you, guys. Be blessed. Let's get on with this. Okay. Right, next one. Women. Let's just move these seats out of the way now. If you're a woman, come and stand right up here, because there's some men that are going to release us. Come on. No women at the back. There are to be no women at the back. Come in, gather close. That's it. All in. Ask Matt if he will do that song, How Great Is Our God? You know it? We did it earlier. So men, you're just going to sing about how great our God is over these ladies. We're not going to sing. We're just going to stand here and we're going to listen to you. Okay? So just sing how great is our God. Yeah? And girls, just hear it. Okay? Because this is an encouragement to us that these men are for us. Okay? They are releasing us as God is releasing us.
How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And oh, we'll see how great is our God. Voices. How great is our God?
Sing with me, how great is our God? Oh, see
how great is our God? Okay, ladies, we just say thank you to these men, don't we? Thank you, men. And now we're going to sing it back to you, okay? Who's really good at singing here because I've lost my voice? Who's a worship leader here? Own it, girls. Who is it? Sophie. Come on, Sophie, you lead us. God, we bless each other. This is what you do. This is what we do. We bless each other. And God, I just thank you that we have each other. We're not on our own. We're not by ourselves. We have each other. And we may look real different, but what we've been learning, that's part of the goodness. That's part of the creativity of God. That's part of what makes things work. So be blessed, everybody.
Thank you so much for tuning in to this session from the Pioneer Conference Australia. I pray that the Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. God bless you.